Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. Your host, Bishop Poole, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, United States. We would like to have you as a guest here live. You can call 1-213-943-3434. We'd like to have you as a guest. You can call 1-213-943-3434. Amen. Call in to be a guest at 1-347-215-8816. Call in to be a guest at 1-347-215-8816. Call in to be a guest at 1-347-215-8816. And we thank you. Amen. Today we'll be discussing relationships. Relationship with God. And we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Go right ahead, caller. Glad to have you. Caller,
yes,
you're on there. Yes.
Yes. Hi, this is Samara Stone.
Yes, sir.
Yes, how are you doing today?
Okay, glad to have you. We're talking about the God of creation. Do you have an experience? You have something you'd like to share with us today?
Well, I mean, basically, about the relationship part, really.
Okay, by God, the relationship, you know, the God created heaven and earth?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, I sit and have conversations with God, like, almost like once in every blue moon, but I know I should have been doing it every day. But the thing about it is, I'm feeling like that I have, like, you know, have felt signs that things are working out. But at the same time, I know I got to be patient, but sometimes it's just hard to be patient about, you know, when a blessing going to come. And, every time, like, when you try to change, it always want to backfire. So how do I go about, like, you know, how often that, you know, I mean, the thing is, like, it feels like I mean, it feels like that I'm, you know, just talking to God every time I need something. But, you know, I know, like I said, I know I'm supposed to be doing it every day, but it's just, like, hard because, you know, but at the same time, I'm slowly getting back into Christ and trying to communicate with him more. But should patience be, like, you know, I know patience should be a virtue, but do it normally take this long for a person to, like, try to better themselves, or, you know, that's
okay.
What I'm trying to ask.
All right, thank you for calling. And we want you to understand, you know, when we're talking about relationship is, okay, we have another caller that would like to understand relationship, you know, when you have a relationship, and your relationship grows, it grows from day to day. And the communication and information is very important in a relationship. You know, you apply yourself, even though, like, you have a relationship with someone, a fiance or someone that you married to or you're trying to marry to. What you have to apply also in your relationship with God is that you have created, before you met him, enormous amount of information and talent and experience with the God you came from, you know, the place that you came from. And in that relationship, you can't bring old information into with a new relationship. You can't bring new information to a new old information into a new relationship, you create problems. Paul had said so in the book of Romans, in the 7th chapter, and Paul is speaking here. He says in 7th chapter, 23rd verse, he said, "But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity." And, you know, and he said, "Oh, wretched man I am." And he find that sometimes you have these problems, and you know, you might think, well, it's the new relationship, the new God, or the new faith walk, but it might be you struggling against, because you live in the old body that was born into a world, contamination, and a whole lot of gods, a lot of habits, and you're not used to waiting, you're not used to being patient. You always had your way, but now you're learning to depend on, you learn to lean on, you know, the God that created everything. That's what we're talking about today. So we thank you, caller. We have another caller. We thank you. Continue listening, and we're hoping and praying that someone else can add to this conversation live. You're on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in at 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. Now, the God we're talking about, He is the God of all creation. He is the God of all creation. He is the God of all creations. And He wants you to be. He created us for His own image, in His own likeness, in His own, for His own purpose. And He loved us so much, He first loved us. You know, He first loved us, and He first cared for us. So it's not that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God created the heaven and the earth, He is love. Automatically, He's love. And He's not limited to His love. We have to continue to pray, read, get more information, study, and be involved in other environments that pertaining to the God that created all human beings. Everywhere you go, there is some evidence concerning the God that we're discussing. There's always some evidence. His image is evidence. Of human beings, that's evidence. We all need blood, water, and air. That's evidence. You know, the common thing we overlook, people overlook the common things that this God created, and it's so, the evidence is there, and we take it for granted, you know, because we're dealing with other little small gods. They're limited to their own principalities, they're limited to their district, they're limited to their counties, they're limited to their cities, they don't travel, and you have to travel there, you have to maintain maintenance to keep up the images that man had created, and they don't talk, they don't speak, and they can't help you, but you have to keep believing and keep pressing in yourself, working hard. But when you find a God that created all mankind, and he's love, and He just wants you to love Him back, and it's kind of hard to comprehend to the average person. It's very hard to comprehend unless you get more information. You know, how you get information? By reading His word, and as well as being around people who you know that say they profess and walk by and talk by this God, by this God. And we're talking about the God of all creation, not just one area, all creation. We know we had a meteorite come. You know, He's far beyond all meteorites. He's far above. We have a caller. Caller, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Yes, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. This is Brother Leon.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, it's so clear and neat on the air.
Yes.
So, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
God bless
I know
you.
You're talking about the most understanding thing the world needs to keep about love.
Yes.
Yes. That's something we need to fight for and practice it the same way our Lord Jesus Christ used to do it in his ministry.
Yes, yes. All right. Yes. Thank you for calling, my
so
friend.
So I continue to listen to you and keep the good work. God bless you.
God bless you, my friend. God bless you.
All right. Okay.
From Haiti, we thank him for calling. He's a good friend. And he served the God of all creation. All right. If we have another caller, you're on the air. And we'd like to have any more, have the experience in other part of the country and the world, knowing that this God, the God of all creations, and sometimes we overlook even the air that we breathe. You know, this God give you the air that you breathe, if you believe in him or not, because what? He created the whole world. He created the whole world. He loved his creation, and everything he did was good. Very good. Everything he did was very good. There was no flaws in it. He created the world, and it was good. It was very good. So sometimes we overlook the air and the water, and every human being has blood. Even animals have blood. So all those are common traits of the God we talk about, and that's why he is so powerful and he's so great, because he created all of these things. He created the heavens and the earth, the suns and the moon, even the meteorite that hit, that began to decay. And we're to talk about that later on in this program. But we'd like to have your input on some things that maybe you have saw was common in the world and people overlooked. And again, also, to like the first caller was asking, that he wanted to serve, and he began to follow, to be a part of the world and be assured of eternal life and peace with a greater God. And it's back down to relationships. Back to relationship. And relationships says that, you know, the information that you have, let's say for instance, a baby is born today in the hospital. They don't know what kind of pigmentation they have. They don't know what kind of language they're speaking. They don't even know how to say mama or daddy. At times begin to grow, the mother and the father begin to teach them about their language, about the environment, all the habits and the customs. And as they begin to grow, they begin to understand things about life. They begin to understand things about life and about what this world is all about. And the family also introduced them to their religion, their worshiping. Even though it might not be a God that speaks or talks, but they show them an image, and they call it an idol. It's an idol god. And idol gods, all they serve a purpose of the hunger that's within all human beings. It's a hunger to know and to have an inner peace with themselves, that they want to answer that question, you know, who created me? Have you ever thought about that? You ever thought about who created you and why? And where are you going? And why are you here? You know, God created you, the God of all creation. Now, he created you for his purpose, his likeness. And he created you to be a part of what he loves. He wants to watch and love you. Like the parents love their children and they care for their children. And the problem is that what had happened, that God created angels in this third heaven, and they had so much knowledge and so much beauty and power that this is always this big discussion between those that studied theology. What happened? What happened to the chief angel? And why did it happen? And one of the discussions and debate is that because God, he in love give you the ability to choose. Love gives you the ability to choose. And love cares. And it always gives you the opportunity to care for yourself. Even now, when you decide to accept this God as your creator, this God of Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve was created without sin. There was no rebellion in Adam and Eve. There was no fight against God's rules and laws and regulation. God created them without sin. But the biggest issue with the God that we're discussing, he loved for us to follow his direction and his authority. And that's what created a problem in the Garden of Eden. Many of you know of the story of God of Eden. And it wasn't sin. It was rebellion. It was rebellion. What is God's holiness? It was a rebellion against God's authority. It was a rebellion against God's authority. And Adam and Eve chose the wrong information. It was challenged. And they chose the wrong information. And that information was against God's authority. You know, those of you that drive and you know you see a stop sign, and the stop sign means stop because it chooses to help others without creating the damage to other cars and life. And if you don't stop, you know, many people today, they don't stop at a stop sign or signal lights. They don't stop. But it's for others and for all of us to abide in this world safely. You know, so God loved us. He cared for us. But when you come to him and to accept him as your Lord and Savior, you've been born in a world totally contaminated. Contaminated, full of rebellion. It's full of hate. It's full of fighting and shooting, killing, because the fallen angel came here. He was destroyed. He was kicked out of heaven, and a third of his company came down with him, and they're always challenging. They're always throwing another choice. They're always asking and giving you something to do. Want to put doubt or confusion. But the God that we're discussing, he brings peace in your life. He brings peace in your life. And do we have another caller? You can call at 1-347-215-8816. 347-215-8816. And because of all the information you have accumulated about other gods, about idols, and because you live in a world whereby, you know, they don't want you to challenge anything that they say, but you have to do it yourself. God is not going to stop. You're not a robot. He doesn't have you on a chain. He doesn't confuse you or trouble you. He wants you to love him. He wants you to love him with your mind, heart, soul. And that takes time. That's what we're talking about, relationship. Relationship takes time to build. It takes time to build. And you will have downtime. You will have slow time. You will have time that you feel that you're not accomplishing anything with him, but he himself is always there. Now, his son in Jesus, his son, Christ Jesus, he came to show the world. He came to show the world that, you know, he cares, that this God cares. Now, there's a scripture in the Holy Bible that we're reading out of the King James Bible, and one of the Bibles that you need to work at in your relationship with God is King James Bible. And when you work from the King James Bible, and as you begin to grow and begin to walk with Christ and begin to have a relationship with this God, he began to tell you how to control your thinking from time to time, because of the fact that in this world there's so much negativity is going on. But your mind is powerful. You have a very powerful mind, and your will is very powerful. And he's not going to force you or demand anything from you, but he wants you to do this. In Philippians 4, chapter in the 6th verse, and as Paul, the apostle, was writing, and he was exalting those that are beginning in Christ. And we have to be aware of how we think. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Let your requests be made known unto God. We're talking about the God of all creation. When you pray, you say, Our Father which art in heaven, that's the God that you're referring to, and that's the God that has all power in his hand. And he said, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom, you know, come. You give him permission to come in your life. You give him permission to come. And the 7th verse, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. The peace of God. He didn't say that God would come in and take you out of your problems and put money in your pocket, give you this, that, and that. He said, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds and heart through Christ Jesus. And Paul went on to say, now finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things of good report, if there be any virtue, be anything, any praise, think on these things. Now, in one of the, I guess, the negative lies that have been put out by the fallen angel, because he's the author of disinformation, and, you know, what they call them, lies and deception, he's the author of that. And when you begin to realize, number one, that the information that you have, and when you come into Christ, you got to reprogram your mind. You got to reprogram your mind. You have to reprogram your heart, because that comes through a relationship. That comes through talking, worshiping, investing, and whatever means being to know the God of all creation. And when you begin to focus your mind, think on honest, true things, what you know is true. If you don't know it's true, just let it go. I heard a man when I first got saved and beginning to follow God the Father, the creator of all mankind, and why I'm using this expression, God the Father, the creator of all mankind, because I know that there are others that are listening that have other gods, you know. But the God that I serve, he's all over the world. His evidence is all over the world. That's why when you serve him and give your heart and mind to him, you can travel and fly to any parts of the world. He's there. He's in you. He's there. You can see his evidence. Water, trees, you know, the stars, the moon, the air. Everybody breathes oxygen. Everybody has red blood. You know, the common things you overlook, that he's there. And think on things that are true. Think on things that are true. And what is true today, many people have their heart broken. Many people are going to economic changes. There are many sick. There are many recovering. There are many are being restored. So that's true. You see it. You see it and you hear it. And God is still there. He's still with us. He cares, and he put this true information. Now, let's do some critical thinking. Let's think about this for one moment now. If there was a God that can destroy all mankind, you know, human beings are being, we being hunted down by these fallen angels, and that's why they give us disease. You know, in the beginning, Adam and Eve was not sick. Adam and Eve was not sick. They had no sickness. They had no disease. They had no time limit. They could have lived been 500 years. Men and old in the beginning of age, they lived 400 and 500 years old. So it was no man, human beings had no restriction on life or health. But after the rebellion in the garden, things began to come restricted, decayed, limited. Death came in, sickness came in. And that's why you see now these wars are raging against human being, wars and rumors of wars. Now, God cares for you, if you like it or not. He cares. He's there. And if he decided to say, okay, we're going to stop the whole world, and I'm going to cut off everyone because I don't like what's going on, and it's out of control, everyone says, oh, it's out of control now. You're out of control. We have to stop this. No. God is, he's powerful. He would let it rain on you when you're out of control. He'll let it rain in areas where they're fighting in war. He'll let the cold weather come. He'll let the hot weather come. Man, we have to put on jackets, hats. They would have to decide what they're going to do. Because he's still in control. They can't stop the well, they can't stop Mother Nature. Well, who created Mother Nature? God can stop it. Who created the ocean? God commanded the ocean and gave the ocean limitations. Say, this is your space. And you find man in construction and engineers, they want to build, they want to take a part of the ocean and this, and then after a while when the ocean go to the tides and rise and things begin to flow, the ocean always demand, this is my land, this is my part. You're trying to overban, God has commanded me to have this. So everybody's going through things in this world, Christian, non-Christian, atheist, whoever they might call themselves, and whatever God, but there's one common denominator. The creator of all mankind have not called it the end yet. He have not said, okay, it's over, and I want to give you 3 o'clock tomorrow to get it right with me, and, you know, everything is over. No, he haven't said that. He haven't said that. Nobody knows when he's going to make his move. Nobody knows when he's going to say, okay, I'm tired of waiting for you to come to me. I created you. I invested in your life before you was born. I'm waiting for, I want another 100 million. I want another 50,000 to come. Nobody knows. But can you imagine that you gave your life and all the money you have into an investment, and all of a sudden things begin to happen to your investment? And that's had happened today. As I've been happening, you hear on the news, you hear my neighbors or friends, someone had taken their money, their investment, and destroyed their life. They had destroyed their life. Their life, you know, their investment, their life, their savings, their home, their future. Whatever they invested in, someone had stole that because they had trusted someone else. That's all over the world. You might not see it on the news. It might not be monumental, but it might be a small, just a little small item that happened. Somebody stole somebody's car, but it destroyed their livelihood. Someone tractor, a boat, fishing boat, but it destroyed their livelihood, you see. But the God that we're discussing in that relationship, he cares. And I know some of you have experience with him. And would you like to call and share it with all of us that are listening? And you can call in at 1-347-215-8816. 347-215-8816. Now, your serving and your loving and your care, you find out that through it all, he's there. Through it all, he's there. And you yourself, maybe your friends or relatives, didn't realize, and all of us did not really realize, the love, what love can take, and what love, how powerful love is. I mean, on a human level, we know men and women have gone to the extreme, showing our love to others, but, you know, we have our limitations, how far we'll go. But this God that created the heaven and earth, and he cares. It's one point I have found through all the struggles of people that come and they back up and they walk away from Christianity for part of the being a part of the body of Christ, you know, to find the real God. After they found the God of 3:16, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, the God of 3:16, John 3:16, and I found that they have to learn that God of John 3:16, he works through people. He works through other people. You know, like I am now reaching out to you and you and you and you and you and you and you to express, you know, that he lives, that he's not dead. You know, that's one thing you have to comprehend. The God of all creation, he lives, and he's not dead. That's true. He's not dead. He's alive. And you, because of the world existence, because there is peace in the world, because God, he's love and he's peace, that's one attribute to saying that, well, because we have love in the world, because we have peace in the world, the God of all creation, and because there are some good in the world, that's one evidence that, okay, he's still alive. He's still alive. He's not dead. He's still here. We still have hope for the future. And you shall not perish. You know, John 3:16, it says that for God so loved the world. And you know that encompasses a lot of people, a lot of things, a lot of places that are happening. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Now, we look at perish at food and clothing. But he said he would automatically give us that, food and clothing. You know, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, like what, that's what you're doing now. We're sharing with one another, sharing information and, you know, our experience together. He would share with you that he works, and you begin to see he works through people. That's one knowledge you understand. And when you come to, you know, when you become a Christian, you have to learn that God works through other people. He sends people. He works with people. And because of the love of God in them, and they have studied and they have learned, and that they know that the one of his true attributes or his true purpose for us to go out and share with others and work for him and be a part of a relationship with him. You know, and that's not doing the work of God and being involved in God, but you never pray, you never get a chance to read the Bible, you're so excited, oh, I got to go this today, I'm going this today, and you don't have a prayer life, you don't have someone that, you know, you know, doesn't read the Bible. What about, let's say, if you have a relationship and someone is carrying your name, or you're wearing a suit, but you never come to meetings, you never know what the department is doing, or you never know anything, but you're out there on your own representing the company, but the company, it's very hard to get in contact with you. Or someone love you, they care, so, well, where's your husband, or where's your wife, or where's your sister? And, well, they're out there somewhere, you know, I guess they come home after a while, and they're out there, say, oh, I'm part of this family, I'm this, that, and the other, but where's the relationship? Where's the relationship? You're just carrying a name, but where's the relationship? God want a relationship. He want to be personal. He want to be number one in your life. And you become number one in your life, and that connection with him, and, you know, that's something we call faith. There's a hope. The more connection, the more downtime you go through, and you find, say, oh, my God. You know, you begin to talk and talk with him, and the peace of God begin to come over you, that he's there. He's watching. He understands. And the peace of God come over you in your problems, in your situation, you know, that he's working with people. He's coming by. He's sending letters. He's sending calls. And somebody pick up the phone and say, oh, hello, how are you doing today? Oh, I'm not doing too well, you know. Oh, well, you know, that's why I call you. You know, I went through that last month. Last month I was in that situation, and God said, I don't know where it come from, this man or this person gave me a call, a letter. And, you know, that uplift you. That uplifting. That means more than money. It means more than money. Because the God that we love and the God that we care, he wants us to care for others. He wants us to care for others. And that perish, you shall not perish, not only on this world, but in the world to come. In the warfare that I found, and the struggle, is those that did not realize that past information, the information they had created, the information that they loved before they come to Christ, was warring against what God is saying. God said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Oh, man, you know, you don't know. How can you expect God to be here? Is nobody coming by? Nobody calling you? You know, and that's the enemy argument. That's his stand. That's his position, is to distort, to confuse, to oppress, to make you feel alone. And in the beginning of time, God created the woman because he did not want man to be what? Alone. And even now, in his son, when his son came on the scene and he did all the promises of God and showed them the love of God, he said, you know what? I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. So man is never alone when it comes to Jesus Christ. When it comes to God, the creator of all mankind, you're never alone. You're never alone. Okay, number one, how can we get to know him? The Bibles, the Word of God. We have a caller. Call us, you can call in. 1-347-215-8816. 347-215-8816. Everyone that wants to share their experience, or they would like to share some problems that they've gone through and God brought them out. And, you know, it's good that they share because it helps build your faith. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But hope. We have hope. Hope. Faith is the substance of things. And we're talking about the substance. You know, problems and trials and tribulations, And when you come out of those situations or you find other people in those same situations and God delivered them out of that, and they, you know, that's substance, that's evidence, things that hope for. And you're hoping for a better life, for a better situation with God, and also here. This is now. Let's not get, you know, sidetracked here. But sometimes people get sidetracked because, you know, I can use the world as an example. The world have four seasons, but it's still prosperous. It's still able to sustain human life. Man, sometimes he goes through his seasons in life. You know, even Psalmist 1, you know, we have seasons in life. And as we begin to grow in a certain part of our, you know, young days, older days, season life, retirement, we have seasons in life. And when we begin to go through different type of seasons, the enemy going to say, well, you're not being blessed. You know, oh, nobody cares, nobody this. Maybe a certain part of your life, probably you feel that, well, I don't need to be in a crowd of people anymore. You know, I just like to have peace. You know, well, I don't need to be have so much money anymore. Like I used to thought that I need a whole lot of money. And the environment I was involved in, I thought I need a whole lot of families and friends. But, you know, as you begin to grow, mature in life, and you find you don't need those things. Now notice what the Psalms, the book of Psalms, speaking of in the first chapter, he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. If you're already listening by phone, you can still press 1 at any time, and you, if you want to talk, you know, just press 1 if you're listening by phone, where, you know, by the cell phone or phone in your home. You know, sometimes I get carried away talking about this God, but, you know, God I love. But Psalmist 1 says that, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditate day and night. Now you meditate only in God's law. There's some gods that want you to meditate, clear your mind, but if you do that, you must do it in God's word, God's law. Do that in God's word, God's law. And here's the confirmation to that, the benefit of that. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, you see. And his leaves shall also not wither. And whatsoever he does, he shall prosper. Now, whatsoever she does. Now, if you have a season in life. When you begin to grow in your relationship with God, or grow with your relationship with someone, you know, you become more in knowledge. You become more in understanding of each other. So when you begin to grow, the growth area is a season area in your life. If you want God to bless you with something, it's to help you sustain while you're here, number one, to serve him and to help others to serve him and to grow in the knowledge that you have overcome, some problems that you overcome, some situation you had to overcome. So it's not that, now think about this, and you know, I use this all the time. In science, there's a one-celled animal called amoeba. It's a one-celled animal, and you can only see this animal through a microscope. He's an animal. He's an animal. So if God, the Father, the creation of all mankind, can create a one-celled animal that you cannot see, and many others you cannot see in the water, how great of intelligence he has. He knows, the Bible says he knows the hairs on your head. He can count the number. And the one that you put on your head, he probably knows the number there too. He knows. He knows. You know, he knows when a sparrow, he can feed a sparrow. If you notice animals, how they migrate, they move, God has sensed in them how to survive. He give them, you know, a certain time of year they move, certain time of lifestyle change a little bit because of the weather, because of food, to survive. He created that. God created that. If you consider that sometime and think about it and look at yourself and begin to relate to him, say, well, you know, God, I'm sorry. I know you know I'm here. I know you know what I'm going through, you know, and I'm battling this situation. So if you fall down from his relationship, you can get back up with him. That's what you call grace. Grace is covering the down times and the up times and the down time. You know, that's what Jesus brought. Jesus brought time that you honestly tried to be successful and you failed. And that's what grace is about. In your heart, you were struggling to say yes. And somewhere, the enemy or environment or something caused you to fall. And God and Jesus sitting there on the right-hand side of God said, okay, you know, that's mine. God, you gave it to me, Father. And Father, they accepted me. And let's give them another chance to come on back. And that's where, you know, you begin to see his love. And you begin to understand what grace is about. Grace is about that you really try. When you're really trying, you're honestly really trying to be a part of the family. Be a part of the family. But you're learning. You know, the learning process could be your environment, where you worship, where you go. You found out you thought you was in the right, reading the right Bible. Someone came by because God worked with people and God know your heart. And he came by and someone began to share with you. Maybe you listened to a radio broadcast like this, or you picked up a newspaper and you finally said, oh, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. You know, he will forgive you because his son died on the cross for forgiveness. If you really deserve or really desire it, God will, because that's what the cross is about. The cross is about, you know, he's falling. He shared. He suffered. He suffered. He was bruised. He was wounded for our transgression, for our transgression, rebellion. He was wounded. You know, it wasn't sin that got us in trouble. It was rebellion that got us in trouble. And the day is polluted with rebellion. Children, you know, parents got to have children, and you begin to talk with them and say, listen, you know, I don't want you to do this. I don't want you to do this. They don't know the danger. They don't know why that you're saying this, but they say, okay, this, I don't want to do it, mommy. I don't want to do it, daddy. I just don't have time. And whatever goes out, everyone that's in authority right now can understand that we call rebellion. They did not carry out, you know, the program of the day, whatever, because it's there. The enemy is there. But Jesus came and he walked the earth. His son walked the earth. God's son walked the earth. And Jesus is God of 3:16. And he said, I know their heart. I know their heart. So all they have to do is believe and accept me, because they have so much to deal with, so much to battle with physically and mentally. If they just accept that, you know, that they have a losing problem, that they have a problem, they have some kind of unforgiveness they need help with, they just need help all over. They need God's help. And you accept him as your Lord and Savior in your heart, and you begin to pray and say, Lord Jesus, come in my heart, and, you know, forgive me. And, you know, get yourself back up. Get up, get up, get up. You know, pick yourself up and go find a place of worship, a place to be. Or you might want to call in. You might want to write. You know, if you can write, we'll possibly be able to stir you in the right direction. If you want to write to email, and you can go to email and go to you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, and you can email us there, or email us at seniorbishop@jciministries.org, at seniorbishop@jciministries.org, and specifically say, you know, the Doctrine of Truth, Blob Talk Radio, and we'll try to answer your question as possible. If not, we have others that are waiting to answer your questions. But if you want to call, we still have some time here. You can still call in and push 1 if you're listening on a, on your phone to 1-347-215-8816. If you're in the United States or out of the country, let us know. We'd like to know where you're listening from. 1-347-215-8816. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, United States. And if you want to mail, write a letter of appreciation, maybe you could not answer it on the air, you can write JCI Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888. Tamarack, Florida, 33320, USA. That is JCI Ministries, Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888. Tamarack, T-A-M-A-R-A-C, Florida, 33320, United States. We have a caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on air. Hello? Yes?
Good morning, Bishop.
God bless you.
I just wanted to say thank you for your ministry this morning. It was a blessing to listen to the words that you were sharing. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you very much. May God smile upon you. Thank you for calling. If you're another caller, go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You're on air. Yes? Okay. If you would like to call again, someone else would like to call, you just press 1, and we will be happy to, if anything that we have said today can be a help to you, you can, if not, you can go to www.youtube.com/user JCI Ministries. www.youtube.com/JCI Ministries. Okay, we have another caller. Caller, you on the air? We have a caller on the air. Okay. All right. And at Facebook, www.facebook.com/JesusChristInternationalMinistries.inc. At facebook.com/JesusChristInternationalMinistries.inc. Facebook. We're on the website, www.jciministries.org. All right. The God that we love, He care for us. And I guess if Adam and Eve would never have sinned, well, sin didn't get them out of the garden. It was just rebellion. And if we just, God would have stopped in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we would have never been here. I would have never been here talking to you. And not only that, if Jesus would have decided, said, no, I'm not going to die. I'm not going to give up my life. And I decided I love this world, so I'm not going to take the punishment for them, their troubles and their trials and their tribulation. You know, if they continue to do their way, let them destroy themselves. But he was about his father's business. And when he did decide that, okay, these people are worth dying for, I just thank God. I made a lot of mistakes, a lot of problems, and didn't know. I just didn't know that the problems I was involved in was destroying my life. And I thank God he waited and he gave me a chance to get it right. And that's what grace is all about. God will give you, he knows your heart. God knows your heart. He knows when, that's why he makes it so easy for us to tell us how to think. And we have to struggle with that. We are in a 21-day prayer life. 21 days praying, and we're back down to about 17 more days. If you like to pray with us, all you have to do is get up in the morning and pray. Sometimes you're just starting out, and write a note somewhere when you get up in the morning. You know, hit the floor. You know, kneel and pray, walk around and pray. Then you make another note around the middle of the day or somewhere during the day. Pray. You know, Daniel prayed 3 times a day, but we just called it prayer. And later on tonight, actually, many of you pray at night before you go to bed. Now, those two very important area of time to pray. You pray in the morning, they clear your mind and ask God to be with you, to help you and, you know, protect you, you and your family, your children, business, your home, your food. Just put a blanket around yourself and, you know, sing a song and try to put a whatever. Read a scripture. Get your spiritual man built up. Then after that, then you can go. Hold on, we have a caller. We have a caller? Yes. Go ahead, caller.
Hello. Yeah. Hello, Bishop. Yes. I'm calling from Miami. How are you doing this morning?
God bless you. Good to have you today.
Yes, okay. Bishop. Yeah, I was just want to comment on the statement you made about faith a little while ago, and just thinking how, you know, God has already given mankind a sort of a realm of faith to deal in, to live in, because how many of us went to bed last night and had faith to wake up this morning?
Oh, yeah.
How many of us would be a passenger in a motor vehicle and we have faith that when that driver applies the brake, that vehicle is going to stop?
Right.
You know, how many of us have been in the construction sites and seen men build, like, for instance, the American Airlines Arena in Miami, and there was a fire at one point. The faith of these builders and architects had was, we're going to finish it regardless of the fire. And
right.
Through faith and endurance, that building was completed and it's now complete. And what God is looking for is for us to take that faith we already have that he's put into that measure, that kind of faith, that realm of faith, and place it or transfer it to him. Because
thank
he knows everything. And if we can just have that faith transferred to him, if you really realize and know how true and living and powerful the God who created all things really is. I just wanted to make that comment. Thank you for your ministry, and may God bless you, Bishop Poole.
God bless you, caller. We have 90 seconds. We're with you today. We're glad to have you and all of you that are listening. And we couldn't get to everyone, but those we did get to, amen. God bless you. Have a relationship constantly working. And the more you strive to fellowship and be with God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 1 minute, those of you would like to mail us, JCI Ministries, Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, T-A-M-A-R-C, Florida, 33320. If you want to email us, seniorbishop@jciministry.org. You can visit us on the website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Or on Facebook, www.facebook.com/ Jesus Christ International. Thank you very much. God bless you. And may God take care of all of you today. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth.